Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. And today, thanks to Allah first, thanks to our sister Martha Abdullah, who has prepared for a Zoom meeting and discussion for us between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. here on Eastern Standard Time. And I am pretty much going to work to control the board, which I have no problem with that. Sometimes we see all the numbers and sometimes we don't. But if you have a question, please put your thing on the one on your phone and it will allow us to see that and bring you in. If you have something to say, a question, a statement, a suggestion, or anything like that. The purpose of today's meeting from 2 to 4 is a discussion on the model community, establishing the model community. We know that our Imam Warithi Muhammad, may Allah be pleased to have him in paradise, rewarded for the work that he's done. He mentioned so many times as he was coming to his, it's time of leaving here, the model community. Put him in a good place. You know, we don't realize how our good deeds, obedience, starting with our own family, our parents, then one day we become parents. But our good deeds is a benefit to those who taught us, who helped us, who raised us, and not always just directly your family. Sometimes we learn something in another family's house. Wasn't even in our blood. So when we do that and we follow the good, those who helped us with that information, they get the reward of good. In this case, Imam Muhammad, I would say, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for us here in America, both of them, we pray they, and let me not forget, Sister Clara Muhammad, we pray for the three of them at the minimum. We know so many good brothers and sisters who have passed. But at the minimum, them three, as leaders of our community, representatives of our community, that led us into an understanding that our duty is to serve God, serve Allah. For me, God, Allah, Creator, I'm talking about the same entity that put my body here, put all the cells in my body that I don't know nothing about, the bones that I've never seen, the heart that I never could touch. It's in me, the mind, the brain, the teeth, everything. So if I say God, I understand that's one. If I say Allah, I'm still talking about the same one, Creator, the same one. And if I use the 99 names that Allah has given to us, I know that's still one God. And that's what we have to make sure, number one, that we're not putting in the place of the oneness that belongs to him alone, to God alone, by saying even certain things. I'd like to begin the model community discussion with first even sharing, because there's so many that don't want to be the model. Islam is easy to practice. I find for myself anyway, no burden since I began practicing and reading. I read the Bible, even though I had read the Bible many times. But the Quran, How to Eat to Live, Message to the Black Man, I read those books in Vietnam. And it made it very easy for me to feel good in my heart for wanting to do other things. It gave me a different command, so to speak, than the Bible did, but nonetheless, it didn't make me throw the Bible away. It had for me also a respect for the Christian faith, because Allah mentioned that in the Quran, that nearest to us in faith is those who call themselves Christian. Allah says he's the author of each of the messengers, the prophets, that came, particularly to the three Ibrahimic faiths, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. But we have people that will insult among our community as well as other people's community, our faith as well as other people's faith, that will say things that they don't realize that they are, even in the statement, committing shirk. For those who don't know, shirk is creating a wrongdoing that speaks to giving God partners. He has no partners. He's by himself in his control. He's not, we're allowed to say he, but he's not a he like me, a man, a boy, or whatever, as I grew up. He's not that kind of he. He's not a physical he. But he allows us to use that term, speaking of him. When we see ourselves working together, there should be a strong reason. And one of the strongest is that God has put something in us. Allah has put something in us to see the importance of our working together. I started off by saying things the way I am to try to, I guess, suggest to others, don't be so quick to think you have God and no one else do. all of us, every human being has God. They will answer if they get before, when they get before him, they will answer. And in answering, they will answer for not being obedient to their Lord. They will find themselves in that manner that they said things or did things. And I pray not to be among that group. That they've said things that were offensive, even though it doesn't touch God, doesn't touch Allah. To give him partner. To say things of themselves that they couldn't possibly do because the power or the energy that utilized that belongs to Allah alone. That because we're talking, again, about a model community. There are people who are Muslims who are against Muslims. How? When Allah says we're one. You know, here in America, the African Americans, we've come to Islam in various ways. Allah opened those doors. Allah didn't close the doors to come in. He opened them. And he opened them to us for us to find the best. The Christians. They're going to be Christians that stand up and have to answer for their belief, for their faith. They have to see that as something that is clear, that God is judging all of us. We have to see that, the Muslims, we have to see that. That Allah is judging all of us. When it finishes, it's not, the Christians is not going to go to one God and we go into another. It's one that's going to judge all of us. So if I say, and Allah says to me not to say it in the Quran, something belittling the Christians. I was a Christian. I grew up as a Christian. But if I belittle the Christians and say something, Allah says something against their God, then Allah says, and they'll say something against him. And he says on, as he goes further, I hear what they said, but their God hears nothing. So Allah's telling us, elevate yourself. Educate and elevate yourself. If someone say they got a God other than the Creator, don't join them in that and don't insult them. For us as Muslims, when we hear Muslims say like they were down someone who came with Islam here in America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who can say comfortably, only a fool, but the fool will say comfortably that he's not on what's right. Allah called us to Islam in America through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We didn't have anything before that. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad put us in a place to begin reading the Quran, begin studying, not just belief here, but belief around the world, to allow us to see Islam come into our life. We were a model. And many of us, we know that. We were a model, if nothing to no one else but our people, that you could be strong serving God. You don't have to be weak serving God. You could be strong serving God. Many of the people would look at brothers who have corrected themselves, and I guess in some cases sisters. Is that Brother Joe over there looking like that with a suit on, selling papers, speaking intelligently? I'm used to seeing him as a sober drunk or a drug user. Or all foul mouth and everything. So there was the image right in our community of what a model looked like to be with the Nation of Islam. And anybody can act like they don't know it, but we'll all be questioned by Allah about what we tell of the truth and tell of lies. There was no one could say that they didn't see the progress of the Nation of Islam. It was very easy. This was not something that happened sometimes. This was something that actually we know for a fact that when we look at what's going on, Allah blessed us to see that it's easy for us to leave what's wrong alone and go forward to something better. We can believe that. That's not something that just someone, you know, is talking about. We saw it right in the midst of our own selves, how every day the workings was for us to move forward. I see a hand raised, and I'm going to put the mic on. I can't see your, well, for some reason on my computer right now, it's there, but I can't see the area code. So I'm going to use your last four numbers, so I hope you know your own phone number. And the last four numbers is 9389. If you recognize that, the mic is on.
Yes, Martha Nyla.
Martha Nyla, how are you, Martha? Yes, ma'am. How are you feeling?
I'm wonderful, but for everyone who's trying to check in on Zoom, I'm having a little bit of test here. I need to do a few more things here to open it up. Apparently, it's not recognizing me. It says it's recurring. It's supposed to be scheduled for recurring, which it is. And
right.
Just know that I'm working on it, everyone.
Yes, not a problem.
But the discussion, I wanted to show, if I may come in now to share with everyone the, and thank you, Imam, for opening up. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hada la ilaha illallah wa tahu la sharika lah. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, openly acknowledging that Allah is the one God, and there are absolutely no partners with Allah. I'm Martha Nyla Abdullah, Executive Director for CWSC, and we are thankful to be here this afternoon to be engaged in thinking, sharing. This is a think tank, so your mic, perhaps, Imam, we can open the mics and ask everyone to mute their button as I'm working on the Zoom part so that I can show CWSC's Intelligentsia, the think tank, and at the same time as we get come to some agreement on an action or actions, we will definitely have that documented. Everyone, this is in connection also with the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiatives, and this is one of the initiatives is to have our directors connect, and the think tank is definitely that spot where the group intellect comes together and we go forward. And in whatever area, education, economic, sociocultural, or governance, or health, or and now we're adding journalism. But Imam, we know from the area that you are coming, economics, inshallah, many will have much to share. So you open the floor, we'll want to begin to make their contribution. And please, by all means, if you have a resource of your information, that is what the reason for us being today. It'd be okay to talk, but we really, today we want to stress action. So please press one on your phone as we're going to connect with actions and your suggestions, inshallah. Back to you, Imam. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Sister Martha. And if you don't mind, hit your one so it'll go off. And when I see it again, I know you came back on. Right now, I'm going to say the four numbers, the last four numbers of another call.
Excuse me, Imam, I apologize. One more thing.
Yes,
you have to press, you have to unmute, and then our one will work.
Okay, I got you. Not a problem.
Okay.
All right. I think I did that, Sister Marla, before you tried. Or someone else cut theirs off. Whoever that was that just had your phone on, please touch your one again, and I can open the mic for you. Okay, I don't see that right now. But if a person, anyone, put in my, there they go, there they go. Okay, the last four numbers I see here, 7426, and it might be the same, but the mic is open. Come back in, please. The mic is open for you. 7426.
Brother Muhammad?
What?
Yeah,
well, son, Brother Muhammad.
Yeah, everybody seemed to be calling me, and they said, telling me that there wasn't a link provided for them to get into the Zoom. And I have one brother who calls from North Carolina. He said that he can get into the Zoom, but the whoever is doing the host is not letting them in.
Yes, so you can let them know. Sister Martha Nyla, that's what she just spoke of. She's having a problem setting it up where everybody can get in. She's working on the Zoom herself, and I'm holding down the studio here on the radio itself to speak from. So she's working
okay,
on
that's
it.
What I've been telling them. Okay, that's what I've been telling them. So they, if they, inshallah, they'll hold on, and Allah will bless them to get
and
in.
Inshallah. Yes, so
all right.
We appreciate that, brother. Before you're doing that,
yes, sir.
Alaykum as-salam. Hit the one on yours so it'll go off, and then if you come back on, I'll see us back. All right, my brother? Thank you. So as we hear in Brother Muhammad and we hear from Sister Martha, the Zoom that she's having a little problem with it, she's working on it. Be patient.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and mute me so I can get off.
Okay,
so I can get out.
Okay, go ahead. Try it now. So these are the things. Okay, you see, I'm learning something too. I never knew you. I had to mute you for you to get out. I got you captured. So thank Allah, you out now. But anyone that has a message, a question, statement, please touch the one on your phone. Sister Martha Nyla has let me know, that let us know that she's having problem with the Zoom getting the people in through the Zoom. But be patient, try it, be patient. Prayerfully, if it doesn't work today, we have to do it again. But she's working right now hard at opening it up, finding why. And I've done Zoom on different things, and sometimes they can be problematic. Most of the time, they're straight in and out, and I think most people find that. But sometimes the numbers they give you just don't work for whatever reason. So if you have a question, please feel free to do it. When we speak about in my area of economics, speaking about the model community, this is a fulfillment that's needed by us. This is not something that someone else is going to bring to us. I speak from economics. I speak from the halal industry. I believe the halal industry, with us working together across the country, will bring the kind of wealth that we need to actually be able to not just have monies in our banks as created, but also have funds to actually also lend to put some of us in business. That's the interest that I and the brothers and sisters that's with me with Halal's Inc., the halal industry, that's our goal. We want to sell a certain amount of meat, and then selling that certain amount of meat, and I'll say our minimum is 1 million pounds of beef, just beef. That's the minimum. Now, we're going to be selling goat, lamb, and poultry. So that means we want to be well over 1 million pounds. But 1 million pounds translates to us the way that we would sell it per pound. We would add profit on it. And, of course, we wouldn't take something that's 50 cents and put a dollar profit on it. But if you're eating the meats that have something like filet mignon, some of the steaks, you know you can't go get them for just a dollar. So we would have where it works and balance out that there's about a dollar per pound on the meat, the beef meat that we would be selling, that we would be using as profit after all the payments all the payments for products that's needed, machinery that's purchased or leased to us or whatever the case may be. Those things are necessary. But it's also necessary to know you got a profit. The profit, as we've said, we want to break down to the point that we can use one-fifth of that $1 million. We want more than that because we're saying the lowest we want to be selling is 1 million pounds of beef. But once we hit that number, one-fifth of that profit, we want to use to lend, to support people who are in business from among us, or put them in business so we'll have more business from among us. We need that. We ourselves, we're going to put in my father and my brother, my older brother. I was in Vietnam when they started the paperwork for the dry cleaners here in Philadelphia. We had the largest African-American dry cleaners in Philadelphia. When they planned that, they looked at the neighborhood. And they went to each of the neighborhood as they opened, particularly our neighborhood, and worked to see if there was a drop store there. Drop store meaning where the neighborhood come and bring their clothes to be cleaned. We were a manufacturing plant. They would go to those places, and if they wanted to clean their clothes, we knew we gave them a good price. We knew we would guarantee they got their clothes on time. And we knew we were the same race of people as them. The majority would let us clean their clothes. There's some that didn't, but the majority would. But whether the majority did or didn't, we were opening plants throughout the city. Not right on top of one another, like if they middle of the block, we on the end of the block. No, we put some space between them. And we were cleaning many of their clothes, the drop stores. So what was the purpose? Put more businesses in the area. We want to do the same thing with the meat product. We want to open up butcher shops. We want to open up sandwich shops. We want to open up regular restaurants. And we want to open up the fancy restaurant, if we can call them that. So we need people who want that. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to work a restaurant necessarily. But if there are people who love cooking, we want to put them in business. We want to help finance. Why? We're selling the meat that actually will work for them. That meat puts them in a place that they can sell from their stores. They may not have a store, but we want that profit that if they show us they can go in business, they want to do business, we will purchase the property for them, and then as they grow, they will pay for their property to become their property. We want to help each other get wealthy. Those are the ways that we find ourselves. My father and his brothers came from the South. They put each other in business. That's the way of the Muslim. That was supposed to be and was once upon a time maybe the way of the Christian. But there's definitely the way of this community of Muslims. Help each other go in business. Help each other get support from the community. Serve the people properly. Be respectful to them. And we will find nothing in our way from growth. When we look at things in a proper way, what's stopping us from being successful? What's stopping us from having economics? Not working together. If we work together, and this today is not an appeal for you to go in your pocket and pull some money out, maybe one day, but basically we should be able to get it from financial institutions. They block us too. Don't think that don't happen. We're still blocked. What they used to call it, a red line. Red line to keep us out of business. And that's okay. Because we are supposed to put ourselves in business. But we first got to get ourselves attracted to actually doing something for self. Some of our people got to the point they thought we made it. I don't know what made it mean if you don't have your own. We made it where? Because we got Caucasian friends? That's just human. Every people should find friendship among people, regardless of the race, regardless of the language. But this America, for us, for many years, we couldn't get 2 cents out of the bank, even if we put a dollar in there to hold for us. It wasn't giving nothing back. But today, we can build for ourselves. For us, the Muslims who came through the life, as I was beginning earlier, with Imam Muhammad, and prior to that with his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we were not just taught Islam, and this is Islam too, But we are taught that we are brothers and sisters to one another. Many of us, our people, have crossed the line and they think they belong to another people, and those people cause them to treat us different. Muslims. Hate it happens like that, but it does. We have to be truthful where it's at. So we have to build for ourselves to show the model. The one that Allah blessed with the gift, he's supposed to share the gift. So, no, we're not looking for a handout from our brothers and sisters or from strangers, Muslim, Christian, whatever. But we have to build our own. The old song, God bless the child that has his own. Those are realities. Why? Because Allah gave the same earth to all of us. All of us live on earth just like the next one. Maybe out of a different section. Maybe the section, the temperature is colder or hotter, whatever the case is. But nonetheless, all of us as humans, we're supposed to have our own share. Why? Allah made a destiny for us that we are, just like everyone else, able to make it in the world that he created us in. We have to see it that way. We have to build from that.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Hey, join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This is a program to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org. And 24-hour stream at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAS. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brother Nate. So, once again, have you got something? You left something?
No.
Once again, this is Iman Wali Ayub Bilal, Halal Industry, Do For Self. And we're here this weekend through Community Wide Shore Conference working on
the think tank.
No, we're working with the think tank, yeah, but I was trying to think of the screen. The Zoom. I apologize. My mind is somewhere else. We're working on the Zoom. Sister Martha is working on the Zoom, and there's She's having a problem with it, making it so everybody can get on. So try every now and then. But if you can hear us, then if you have a question, touch the one on your phone. If you have a statement, suggestion, touch the one on your phone, and we will actually be able to enjoy your question, your statement, whatever it may be. Those are the things we're here for. Can we work together? Yes, we can work together. We can build together. When we look at the structure, Allah has made it so people can build things together. Whether they know, you know, if you're stranded somewhere and you stranded too long, you can make a life with whoever you're with, because basically you got survival skills. You wind up in the city, especially today, Hard Rock City, houses and whatnot. You pretty much know what you got to do. You just need to know what's your direction. Am I going right or am I going left? Am I going forward or am I going backwards? These things is easy for us. But what's most important when we have a life like we've had so far, and I'm talking about the Muslim community through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we need to actually encourage our brothers and sisters as we speak to them to find themselves trying to engage less with us, speaking to, and I mean, I'm saying, say it with some fullness in your talk. You know what I mean? That, you know, we don't treat people bad. But when you say, when a person say, we have to explain, because Elijah Muhammad didn't have, he wasn't on well, not even just the house, the right Akita. Where you get that from? What do you see? Do you see what Allah sees? You're opening your mouth about another believer, period, another human being, really. But a believer can cause you to find punishment in the hellfire. Allah gave you something to see that nobody else can see. I'm sitting close to two brothers I know. I can't see inside them, and I know they can't see inside of me. If we say we believe, Allah does not make one of us vouchsafe that. You vouchsafe it yourself. And I'm saying it because, you know, people, you want to question, what did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad bring? Allah says to us, and Allah definitely is not a liar. Allah says, for the one who do a little wrong, we give him punishment equal to the wrong. And the one that do a little good, we give him rewards without counting. Do you know the rewards that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has in front of him for establishing Islam in America? In the 30s, think about this, brothers and sisters, please. We have nothing to be ashamed of. The way the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught the people of his followers. 1930, very few of us, very few Caucasians could read and write. They always through the 50s, yeah. They were still in the 50s and the 60s. People were signing an X to vote. And the one that didn't know what an X was, they put a check. Just put a mark, and then they would, you hear him say, just put your mark there, boy, talking to men like that. Yeah, that was in the 60s, yeah. So when we see that, here's a man brought us to a faith to serve God as one, and it had the brand name on it, Islam, something we hadn't heard from as a majority. He brought it to us and showed us through the Quran. He didn't give us his book. His book came later. How to Eat and Live, Message to the Black Man, read it. You don't see anything that's contrary for us. But he did not put his books in front of the Quran. He did not put himself in front of the Quran. I don't see anything that indicates that he put Quran in front of the Quran. So when we say something, when our people say something, we find Muslims subtly battling each other. Why? Why would one masjid have a problem with another? Back in the first, temples across the country worked together. Wasn't no battling each other. If we had a competition, we had a competition is who could sell the most papers, who can fish in the most people, fish in, bring people to the temple to hear the minister speak. We didn't have no battles. Today we have to find battles because someone want to tell somebody, you don't know Islam like me. Where you get that from? There was in the hadith, there was a brother who came into the paradise. In the paradise, the way they described it in this hadith, the paradise, you can look up. When the door opened, you can look up. And he was up in the chair. And there was another person knocking, couldn't get in, knowing he's going to the hellfire. The one looked up, and the other one looked down. And the one looked up and said to the person that's up there, how did you get in there? And how did you get all the way up there? And the one that was up high, sitting comfortable inside the paradise, just in case you didn't pick it up, he asked the other one that's down there, he said, I'm wondering here. Now, how come you down there and can't get in? That was a picture to say that some who think they know who's going to the heaven may be wrong because they may think they're going and won't go themselves. We don't need that illustration, but some people really believe that they can look and see who go to hell and who not going to hell. I wouldn't take that upon myself. Matter of fact, I ain't going to take it upon myself to know who's going to make it around the corner. Because if Allah calls for his soul, he won't make it. She won't make it, whoever it is. Our goal to build something, as I say, myself and the brothers and sisters that's with me on this end, with Halal, the Bilal Inc., the Halal industry, we're working to establish business, wealth, economics, so we can help support others do business. Now, I know this is not just me or just us. I know that as the model is set, there'll be people coming out the woodwork. Look at the brother that one day, some people had did this a little bit before him, but one day he came up, and I think it was the college in the South. He paid all of the students tuition. Y'all remember that name? That brother's name? Yeah. Mr. William, Robert William. He paid, the black billionaire. I want to meet him. And if y'all know who he is, I want to meet him. But either way, seriously speaking, here's something that he did that was breathtaking. Paid every student on that college ground tuition off, paid it off. That's what you're supposed to do with wealth. Those who have much, much is expected of them. That means even knowledge. If I got something, some insights, and you don't, I'm supposed to help you with the insights. I think we could do very good, not just us. Our community could do very good with Halal. As I stated, when people were trying to get me to go with our brothers from abroad, to start it, I told them, no. They got theirs, and I got ours. Do I got all ours? No. I was saying, we don't need them. We need each other. My father taught me through the Bible as a little boy. When Moses was told to strike the rock, there's 12 tribes and 12 springs would come forth. And my father said, as I was a youngster, son, those springs ain't water. Those springs is everything you need to live in your life. So I believe that. I believe that Allah has given to us what we need. We just got to work together. We need to look at what is a model community. We need engineers, architects to start drawing them together, put them together. It's going to happen. Somebody, let's reach somebody in our city to start drawing what a model community could look like. We want these particular talks like today, we would like for it to be on the Zoom. We want people from anywhere and everywhere. If you think you got a picture of what a model community look like, we need to sit down and put together a convention that you, I don't care how many the number is, that you, myself, and others can address people across this country at different conventions in different states, asking the people to get involved, let's establish. That model community drive will support our bank. Our brother who's doing the Graceline Credit Union, Edward Willis and those that's with him, and others. We need people who know banks well enough to do banks as we need banks. Maybe credit unions fit one type. Maybe there's another trust fund that fit another type. And then there's maybe just a regular bank that fits another type. They have to figure that out for us. But we need them in every city. Remember when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad opened up the bank? Remember when he brought a plane? Remember when he brought the property on over there in Chicago that became Masjid Maryam, the over there on was it Cottage Grove? Been a while since I've been there. But either way, these things the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was showing us we could do for ourselves. We can do for ourselves. Here it is, he's been gone since 75. Why we can't do that for ourselves? We haven't stepped into it, but we definitely can do it for ourselves. We have to see it in that manner, that it's ours to do for ourselves. It's ours to do to pass on to the next generation. But we got to come together and talk. We got something in common, the Muslim community. Don't mean we want to push away from everybody else. There's some people, Muslims, who say they don't want to be around a Christian. What's wrong with you? Allah didn't say Christians should be off the earth. The shaitan, we should run him away from us. But most of us, we got families. Most of us in America, we got families that are Christian. And good Christians. You might say, okay, well, some of them, they bad. Well, we got some bad Muslims. We need to tighten that up, too. So let's take a break again, PSA.
As-salamu alaykum. This is the Preeta Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay, I see there's a call. Before we continue with the PSA, I see there's a call. Your last four numbers, 7426. Your mic is open. You can speak.
Yes, alaykum. This is Brother Muhammad again from the Umar of Prophet Muhammad at Columbus, Georgia. About 2 minutes, I just wanted to say that I like to go ahead now just in case Shaitan is trying to interfere with our Zoom operation through other human beings or something, whatever. But anyway, I like to make a pledge of $1,000 a month for 6 months. And like you said, the brother at Graceland Credit Union and Abdul Rashid Salam, one of the other constituents of that program, we can establish the next meeting for this meeting that we're having now because we're having problems with it. And we want them to show Allah that we appreciate this sign that he has given us. But we know we must do it with deeds and actions. Or no one will think that Almighty God Allah is talking to us, guiding us, and giving us permission to do what we're doing today. So I would say anyone who wants to match that pledge so that we will have the operating capital to file the proper legal work to the federal government, any other government that might want to interfere with us becoming one model community who believes in one God and that Muhammad is his messenger, etc., and we get all of the legal paperwork done so that all Muslims around the world and other people who support a model extra community or morality and everything who wants to support like it did in Medina, then they'll be able to start the process of legitimizing this blessing from Almighty God Allah, and we'll have proof to share with each other that this is a model community coming together. This is a shock to the world, what's going on right now.
Yeah.
What we're doing is a shock. And we have to make sure that the shock is taken in peace and in stride to show people that we don't fear Allah that way. We don't fear the Creator that way. We know He's here to help the human family come to. So I would like to make that prayer to anyone else who could call in and make the same type of prayer so we can have a $2 million budget to work with for the next 6 months that will pay for all legal fees, all paperwork filing fees, all government meetings, so that whatever staff we put together in the next meeting and maybe the next meeting after this, when we really are in position to break ground on this historical reality that Allah has given us right now, or we will miss it. Because Allah is not going to coerce us. He's not going to force us to do this opportunity. It took 2.5 years to get where we are right now just to ask each other, can we come to Shura and put together what Allah has given us and establish this model community to show the world that there is a God,
mm-hmm.
and that Muhammad is the messenger, and there are people who really ready to go to work with everything that Allah has given us since everything come from Him and do that. So so we'll get some productivity out of today just in case the Zoom don't come back on. At least we already started the consensus opportunity to get something done today, and it just won't pass by. People will be able to make a commitment to support this community, humanitarian reality that God is sending the whole world. So I just want to say that, and I'm continuing to make dua to Allah that the Zoom company in, and those professional people that's on this line right now, your faith will increase to support the common man and woman and children that we know you love. And we know you work so hard to please Allah to receive whatever rewards He have already given you, so that the common man, the orphan, the wayfarer, can start to see that there is a God. Just want to say that. Thank you very much. As-salamu alaykum.
Muhammad, thank you very much. And I would like to suggest this at this point in time. We're not pushing for the money for this, but if you can, it would be a good idea for those that can. Follow Muhammad in this sense, $1,000 per month in your own account. So we lay out all the paperwork, we discuss it with everybody, and everybody's comfortable. Then with that, we will ask for the money that's needed from everyone. But this day, I started off saying that we didn't want to speak for the money. But if you have $1,000 a month for 6 months that you could put in your account, and then have it as a nest egg, and anybody else can do the same thing, please do it. And maybe when we get to the 6 month, the 3rd month, we'll have the paperwork ready. We'll talk to our people of Graceline, and we can go further. And maybe we're ready then to cut a check to complete something. So I pray that we can do that, because we want to do things in Shura, and that means we want to talk over it. We want to know this is what's going to happen. This is the reason why we did it this way, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you don't mind, hold $1,000 in your account. If it takes us 6 months to put the money together, I mean the paperwork and everything together, then hold 6 months of it in your account, and hopefully someone else will, myself and others. And then we can write the checks to go into the Graceline account or whatever bank account that we agree on. And we pray that the Graceline or the bank that is open from the same people, through the same people, if they should do so, they're going to tell us one day what's the difference between the two or the three types of banks. You know what I mean? So I see another hand up. Brother Muhammad, if you don't mind, touch your one so yours will go off, or I could just take you out of that mold. And I'm going to take in, I see another caller. The last 4 digits is 81. Oh, they just missed. Oh, there they go up there. 8104. So I'm turning your mic on now. Your mic is on. You can begin to introduce yourself and make your comments, statements, suggestions, questions, whichever you have.
Assalamu alaikum. Sister Amira Muhammad Shaheed. I'm from Chicago. I just happened to be searching Blog Talk, trying to find some show of interest, and this is my first time on this one. And as I was listening to Brother Muhammad, are you from CWSC, was supposed to be on the Zoom line?
Yes, Yes, this is Imam Wali Ayubala. That's right. We're supposed to have the Zoom line. System is working on the Zoom line, but it's not opening up, but we're still able to hear. So, yes,
well,
ma'am.
You know what? I actually didn't know that. Because I had went on several times and even called someone who actually sent me the text to see if she had gotten on for Haji Lala. She hadn't. I said, well, you know what? I'm on another line now, which is this one here. I said, I don't know really all of what it's about, but the little I've heard, it sounds interesting. So, yeah, I just want to get some more information so I can stay connected, which I like what you said so far, and I like what Brother Muhammad, I always hear Brother Muhammad. He always has something good to share. And I want to say, you know, there's no way I could match that $1,000, but I can say one thing, if we engage in conversation with other believers, we can maybe come together collectively get that $1,000, like some of the things here in Chicago. So it's good conversation. So I just want to know how I can stay connected.
Yes. Well, we do Blau's Inc., the halal industry. We're on AM 360 every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so you'll know, we don't have the Zoom in yet, also right here. But Sister Martha is working on it. I'm sure that she'll set up another Zoom so we can do this. And as I said to our beloved brother Muhammad, who's very, very, very helpful in many ways, that the money is not the call today. We want to talk about us coming together, the mindset. Because sometimes, somebody don't have the thousand. Sometimes it's like that. But they may have other things, meaning they have the ability to bring someone on board, not just having money, but having talent. The thing with the Blau's Inc. industry is we want to create business. We do know once we open up our property, we've had our problems with the city trying to really having a lawyer, having an attorney that do business with the developers, and they block you. So it's okay. I often tell people, when you want to do something, sometimes the law will allow something to hold you up. Just for you to see that you're convinced this is what you're supposed to do. So if they thought they was going to run me away for over this past 18 years for what I'm doing, I can't run. I have to do what I'm doing. I pray if Allah should take me before that. The brothers and sisters that's around me, they take the property and do the same thing. Do what's necessary to create something that create wealth for us. And I do believe once one is started and you can see that it's working for us, then there'll be others who have money that will actually come forward and help build this community. It's necessary for us to trust each other, to work with each other, but very much important that we build a community that's a model community for us and for others. Yes, ma'am. You can already say something again.
I'm just thinking that allowed me to search out and find this information because I was getting kind of upset that I couldn't get on the Zoom because I wanted to hear what was being said, and he just led me to this station, you know, alhamdulillah. But I'm glad that you let me know on Wednesday from 5 to 7. This is a continuous conversation.
5 to 7 on Wednesday, AM 360, And I'm sure we'll be again. Yes, ma'am, say that again.
Okay. Is that Central or Eastern time?
Eastern time, Eastern.
So it'll be 4 to 6 Central. I'm in Central time.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Brother,
it'll be our world. Yeah. And we know Sister Martha is doing as much as she can to make it work, but sometimes, I mean, I've been on PowerPoint and Zoom and all that, and many times couldn't get in. You know what I mean? But it's something that happens for us sometimes, and sometimes it don't. So I'm pretty sure she'll set another date that we can do it even with the Zoom. But our call is for us.
It's a blessing that even to continue in this platform. You know, I mean, everything happens for a reason, like you said.
Yes.
So we have to see what Allah is saying to us, you know, because I don't know, any other time I wouldn't have did it this way, but I would have said, oh, my God, I would have liked to have been in the conversation. So Allah led me. Now it even tells me more about you being on Wednesday to keep forwarding the conversation and to invite others to come as well, this business-minded
people. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you. I'll continue to listen.
Thank you all. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Rick. Yes. And touch the one on your phone, please, so we can take you out, and I'll take you off with a mic anyway. So, as we're saying, Blau Inc., the halal industry, our goal, I came into the nation right out of Vietnam. But before going to Vietnam, 1968 to 69, I was in Vietnam. Before going, I came home for a 30-day leave, and within the last week, I bumped into a cousin of mine who I had never seen in a suit. He had a suit on, a bow tie, and was carrying a briefcase. In the briefcase was Muhammad Speaks, and on the outside was the two books, Message to the Black Man, How to Eat to Live. And my cousin was speaking a little funny, not sounding funny, but just he wasn't talking and looking like his normal self. And I was just said, man, Rudy, what's up, man? He says, Brother Robert. I said, Brother Robert? And he said, yeah, Brother Harry, and calling me. That's my name before I would change it. And I said, Brother Harry, what's going on, man? And he just stopped right there, and he said, look, what you doing Friday? Never forget it. I said, what do you want me to do? He told me to go down South Street here in Philadelphia, 15th and South, and go to the temple, Muhammad's temple. And I did that. And I liked Minister Nello, who's living in Florida at this time, I believe. And he was the speaker. And he was fiery and everything, and I agreed with everything he said. And as normal, he says, go to the back and sign in if you accept. And I went to the back, and the secretary that was taking the information, he was happy, smiling, talking, bouncing. And then he asked me, well, where you work at? I said, I'm in the United States Army. He fell against the wall like somebody had hit him. He said, no. I said, what's wrong, brother? He said, Mr. Muhammad said, if you're in the military, you can't get in. I said, I can't get in? What you mean? He said, you either got to quit the military, of which you'll probably go to jail, or finish your term, then come back, if you want to come back in. Come in, excuse me. And I said, okay, give me something to read. And I really thought he was going to give me a flyer, a few pieces of paper. He pulled out the Malena Muhammad Ali Quran. How to Eat to Live, Message to the Black Man. Why I like to tell that story, I tell that story plenty. People like to say that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't give us Islam. I got the Quran out of a temple in Philadelphia because of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who was living in Chicago. So how's somebody going to tell me? How's anybody going to tell us? Allah did not bless him. I like to tell them, you committing shirk, brother. Because the man was successful with us. And you saying there's another guy that did it. If you're saying Allah didn't do it. They shut up from there. They don't want to be committing shirk. In other words, you read in something because you dislike the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and you don't even know why. And they'll quote a little Arabic or whatever. I know a little bit. What that got to do with anything, I would ask you? What he's done, Allah will give him rewards for what he's done. All these Muslims that came about because of him, yes, he's going to give him rewards. I don't just believe it. I know it. Why do I know it? Showing him how he should see Allah. I know it because Allah don't break promises. Allah says his rewards keep coming without counting. This man is brought... we used to say it was 250,000 Muslims back then. It was more than that. And it was more families affected than we know that didn't come to Islam, but they lived a good life. They were a little scared. I had cousins that when we brought them to the temple here in Philadelphia, they were scared to go, two sisters. And they were shaking coming out. They shook when they went in, but they were shaking because they heard the white man, the devil, the white man. They told me when we got outside. I said, what y'all scared of? Y'all keep calling them the devil, the white people. What do you think they're going to do to us? You think they're going to run up in here? You know what I mean? And they learned to know better after a while. But when they first did that and seen us, and like I say, I took the Quran, How to Eat to Live, Message to the Black Man of Vietnam. When I came home, I knew. I took the Bible and the dictionary, too, read all of them. Read the Quran and the Bible 3 times. How to Eat the Live, Message of Black Man, I read at least 4 times a month. So when I came home, I was ready to join. I left Vietnam July 10th, went to Washington, Seattle, Washington, to be released from the military. They got me back in Philadelphia July 14th, 1969. 4 days later, I took 4 days to talk to a sister who had a child for me about marriage. The fourth day, I realized she wasn't going to get married. July 18th, I went to the temple. And I, from that point on, I was with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So some people, like, you know, your ice is colder if it comes from somebody else. So if Islam comes from an Arab, for many, it's not a blame on the Arab. It's a blame on some of our people. They think they will know more Islam than us. Allah teach us as a people just like he teach anybody else. All we got to do is do for self. All we got to do is count on each other and do for self and don't stick our head up in the air. We the best Muslims. No. Humble. Allah says when the victory comes, that's an ayat in the Quran for every human being. When the victory comes, stay humble, stay in prayer, and don't do to them what they did to you. That's a lot for us here in America. Telling us they slaved you, don't enslave them. They killed you, don't kill them. Now don't take no smacks in the mouth now. They come, you know, break their hand, they come smacking you at your mouth now. But the bottom line is we don't have to do that. Think about this here. In Philadelphia, and I know it happened other places, the police saw the good that we were doing as the Nation of Islam to the point that if we was punishing someone for their wrong, for their ills, the police, and I know that I'm bearing witness literally what I've done and what I've seen, police would pull up with the sirens on, lights flashing, and pull off to the side and wait till we walk away and lock up the people that we was wasting on the street. One day they brought me in. They brought me in because somebody said there's a person down on Broad Street, he did this, Broad and Erie in Philadelphia. Police brought me in, and when the officer that was questioning those people, when they saw me walk in the door, and the police officers, I mean, the person said, that's him right there. And the police officer said, who, him? The Muslim? He said, yeah. He said, brother, y'all go ahead. You don't worry about nothing. Go ahead. And as we was going back out the door, he told the brother, he said, Muslims don't bother nobody unless you bother them. They don't bother people. So our reputation is known for good people. All we have to do is build. Come together and build. And building ain't all about money. We're going to need money, no question. Allah willing, this halal industry will produce some wealth. We're going to need each other. Because we're going to create what we create here in Philly and other places. We're not just going to have one slaughterhouse. We're going to have slaughterhouses. We're not going to have one processing plant. We're going to have processing plants. And they'll be making the money to put up schools, put up hospitals, put up homes. And right now we're talking about the model community. That's us. And what we need is what the Zoom today was calling for, was for people to recognize what are you, who are you? In other words, what's your talent? Well, we know your talent, and I'm not talking about just me or just us as a group here, Blouse Inc., the halal industry. We're talking to each other. Your talent tells us something about you, tells the whole group. We need educators to come together all over the country. We need medical people to come together all over the country, whether they're doing medical-type medicine or operation, or they're dealing with herbs. We need people that actually do developments, building places, building homes, et cetera, et cetera. A to Z, from the beginning to the end, we need them to be representing each other together. I see a hand. And I'm going to say your last four numbers because, like I said, I don't see the area code. Your last four numbers is 1976. Your mic is on. You can state or ask your question or state what you want to state.
Assalamu alaikum. Praise be to Allah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Glad to hear you again, my brother. Alhamdulillah. There's something I wrote I'd like to share. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
That can complement what you're saying. Alhamdulillah. Man must establish life. Alhamdulillah. Man must establish life for himself and others. Humanity must effectively work together. Mutual consultation make life better. Come together on common ground. Unify our efforts in every city and town. In order to progress, society and nations must share. It's easy for us to be fair because we really care. Man starts first in the ground. We are no longer the lost found. We have evolved. Many problems we can solve. Our Islam is in the corner tells. The creation will give us the treasures. Our lives bounty without measure. This of course, this is a song, right? Common sense, one of our best friends. Understanding scripture. Our children know our future. The public life becomes so big that it separates from the material efforts of man. In order to build anything, we need land. A new reality, not the original ground man survived upon. Having what is necessary for our daughters and sons. Life becomes education, schools, religious places of worship, and natural culture places. We are utilizing our freedom spaces to become government, political owners, all of these developments. Man's work born in another world to progress. Al-Islam allows the believers to be their progressive best. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you again, my brother, as always. And here's a thing, one of the top of the things on the top of the list with us. We want to one day do towers. Cut your one on your phone, and I'm going to turn the mic off on this side.
Yes, sir.
All right. One of the things that we have as a plan with Blouse Inc., we want to put up towers. Towers mean the way to communicate, like we're doing now. We want to own towers so we can talk around the world. When I say we, I'm talking about our community. When we hear a brother just speak just like he just did, he said what he needed to say in a form that can educate people, because it sounds like poetry, but it's a true message that actually can be in a classroom. Other places, too. We need all of that to come together. We need studios so we can do shows, movies, et cetera, to bring class back to the humanity. Instead of all of these sceneries that comes before us, and you got a half of us got to run back in the house and make sure the children don't turn it on their own, because they don't tell them what they may see. Mm-hmm. You come back and you hear somebody in curse like it's grown as your TV talking to the children. Now, we got to take charge of setting the standards. If it's no more than for our own people, we have as much slave today. Yes, we got to work like a slave, but for ourselves. We got to work the bill. We got to bring every talent out. You know, there are people that come from abroad and say, you shouldn't listen to this, you shouldn't listen to that. Where you get it from? The prophet said, don't turn the radio on. Don't listen to a radio. How did the prophet say that? The prophet took his daughter, his wife, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with both of them, to the door where seemingly they spoke of it like it's a yard, like a backyard. She said, I want to show you how the people entertain themselves who look like us, the Abyssinians and whatnot. And when he got there, he squatted down and she leaned on his shoulders while they were out in the yard dancing and playing their, drums, congos, or whatever they may have called them back then. That don't mean all of us got to do that, because all of us don't. I think most of us enjoy a nice beat, a nice sound. But all of us, we don't, that ain't us. He told his companion at another time. He said, if you come upon a people, who actually, you don't speak their language, and you don't know their culture, don't you lead them. Teach them the five pillars. Let them teach themselves. Don't get in front of them. And don't try to change their culture. People do something for a reason. Now, cursing and being foul, that's not a culture. Well, that's the culture of somebody, the foul person. But we don't need that. But there are certain things that's done. We got rap right now. Rap not the worst thing. It's just what they're saying. Yeah, they call it hip-hop. Well, it used to be a hip-hop. Yeah, but the cursing and all that old stuff. But our children, many of us, got educated to music, and it taught us something else. You know what I mean? So everybody's talent means something. If Allah gave you a talent that you can use your voice, then use your voice, but use it for good. We have to set the standards in our community. But think about that. He told them, don't you lead them. But look at something more powerful. Allah says in the Quran, don't teach people in your language, and they don't understand it, and they can say from that, we didn't know. We didn't know what he said. So think about that. We don't have to change it in the masjid right now. As Imam Muhammad said, it'll cause a revolt. But we should be where we're comfortable talking to each other in the language they understand. I remember when I was doing business years ago, I wanted to learn a few other languages because I wanted to do business with people in their language and they wasn't speaking English. Business I wanted to do. I don't be around nobody every day to talk a certain way. I talk English. And everybody that I talk to nearly 24 hours a day speak English. Allah says, talk to them in their own language. Speak to them in their own language so they don't have the excuse to say that they didn't understand. In other words, Allah want a person to either get the reward or get punished. And Allah don't just put a punishment on you, because if he decided to put a punishment on you, just to put it on you, you couldn't correct it even if you was 100% good. You can't reverse the power he put on us. But he's telling us, don't be entrapping each other. You tell somebody, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yes, we know what it is. But how about the one that don't? And then some of us, the African Americans, we say it in such a way we sound more Arab than they sound, which is nice. That's good where it belongs. But don't forget to talk to the people in their own language. Our language is just as important as someone else's language. Even in the reading of the Quran, that's why Allah has allowed Qurans to be read in our own language. Not just our language. There's Korean. They have no excuse today. They can read in Korea. Those in China, those around the world, the Qurans are in nearly every language. So if it's in the language, we don't think, whoever it is, we say, I love Allah. I love Allah. We don't mean it because we don't use it in Arabic. And Allah knows best. And Allah knows every language. We need to build something, a model. We want to come together. We want brothers and sisters to offer their mindset. When we do a sizable convention, what we want to have first, the gathering of people that will actually be the, if I could say it in this manner, the lead force to bringing people together. You got and don't look down on whatever you got. Don't look down on it. Because if you look down on yourself, then you may have a value that we need, but you won't speak to it. So everyone, look at yourself. See what's your quality and what could you add to a model community. You may be one that need to be speaking also to influence others like you. This is what we need to do. Coming together with that. And again, it's not money first. We that's right. As Nate just said, we build the structure of the mindset, the heart, the spirit. Once you got that, the money will come. There's more than a million of us here in America. Just behind, I'm sure, behind or wavering some. Behind Imam Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There's more than a million of us. So if we really need money, we can have our banks, credit unions, et cetera, hold the account. We can have accountants because they're on board, verifying the records, lawyers drawing up the agreement. And we may say one day, let's, for the next 3 weeks, everybody put $20 in the bank. You got $20 million a week going in the bank. We're going to need money to build. No question about that. And that money to sit and serve as collateral to get the big loans from the government, the grants, that sometimes are forgiven, sometimes have to be paid back. Right now, that's where we heard from. The government gives billions of dollars away every year. And it goes over our heads. So we have to get in the race because we need that money. That's our money, too. We pay taxes. Where do you think the government get the money from? All our tax money is the government's money. Their payroll, their lunch is paid for with it, even if they take it out of their payroll. Everything comes out of the taxes when it comes to the government, federal, state, or local. Everybody's paying for that. So there's money, billions of dollars that come out every year to establish businesses. We need some of our brothers and sisters who are sharp enough to become political people, people that we could put in office. Proud to be a Muslim, but we put them in office. We got to get our brothers and sisters to stop saying they ain't American. If we're not American, nobody on the earth is anything. And what I mean by that, there was once Adam by himself. He wasn't calling himself this or that. Then Allah gave him a wife from within himself, as the reading goes, the rib. Then from them they had a couple of sons. And we saw one son murder the other son. Telling us a story just with a little family. And from them came all these people. And as Allah moved the people across the earth, they became something by another name. But the key is all of them are human beings. All of us have to be a character that serves God, that we represent the mercy to humanity. Today is our time. That once upon a time Negro now is our time, right, to be the mercy to humanity. It was, remember this here, what the prophet prayers and peace be upon him. He's the seal of it. It was Becca, today's Mecca. Becca had the blessing first. They didn't accept the prophet. He was called to come to Yatton Ridge. They voted for him. Think about that. They voted. We agree. We want Muhammad to come here. They didn't vote for him to come be the messenger. They came, voted for him to come lead them in a way to find out what's the problem that caused the two families to fight. Study it a little bit. You'll see it. I don't want to embarrass a people or certain people by saying they was the cause of the two brothers fighting. And I ain't talking about Cain and Abel. I'm talking about the people of Yat Ridge. From Yat Ridge, it went to Persia. Then it continued to spread throughout that side of the world where the Africans and others were at. Then it spread. But here today, it's in America because of us. When the slaves came here first, not came here, let me change that, when they were brought here by Allah's permission, the slaves that remained slaves were Muslims. We were erased of our faith. We was erased of everything. Hung, some of us. Burnt to death, some of us. nonetheless, Allah let all of that happen. This ain't the white man's doing. This is Allah's doing. Now, when we let it continue, that's our doing. We're to come alive and become the mercy to humanity by showing when the victory comes, we could stay humble. We could stay in prayer. And we could not do to them what they did to us. The rest of the world will learn how to be the human again. We have to believe that. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, when Islam returned, it would always return to the most ignorant of people, including his people, most ignorant. Bury their daughter because they got a daughter. Bury her alive. And why are you burying her alive? Because you don't want her to be alive and forgetting that you wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for a woman. Okay, I see a hand up. The last four numbers, 9389. Your mic is on. You can begin to speak.
And assalamu alaikum again to everyone. Martha Nyla here. Unfortunately, I had to delete that particular, the Zoom we had set and create a new one. And I did send attachments to, so if you get a notification, you can choose to either remain here on AM360 or Zoom in. And I want to take this time, Imam, to read, to share with the audiences where we're going, what today is going to, we said we want to come out with a plan of action, and I believe you stated that plan of action. We want everyone to have a full understanding of CWSC's approach to the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning. I know you had envisioned, I think you said 37 or 35-year plan,
35, yes. So now, I touched something on my screen, and I don't have that on there shrunk, so that I can try to see and see if it'll pop back up. But okay. If you don't mind, you're welcome to read it right now yourself.
Okay. What I'm going to share, like, everyone, and greetings of peace to you. The invite for today was to open our minds to the understanding of what CWSC's intent is in connection with moving forward, and I say moving forward in the position where we are. And that respectfully allows us to connect with those who are in the practice of building what Allah SWT has blessed them with, building community life, contributing to community life. We don't want to disrespect that. Our contribution from the efforts, the vision of Thomas Abdul Salam today is Founders Week. We're going to start the Founders Week, and we ask that you, if you can, you dial in at 910-317-0297 and leave us a comment that we can use as a public service announcement in regards to the Founders Week. And that is just acknowledging that you are in support of CWSC, or you're asking everyone to join you in supporting CWSC, the intelligentsia, and its work, and thanking Almighty God for Imam Thomas Abdul Salam and his wife, Dr. Aisha Kareem. That, don't know if you understand what the community-wide Shura Conference is about, and primarily based upon the Quran, life of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, examples, and the leadership of Imam Warthadeen Muhammad, Rahimallahu Alayh, along with everyone else who's connected with the leadership of Imam Warthadeen Muhammad. We all are in, we are connecting, and we're wanting to connect. So with that, we want to place emphasis on the connection with the various entities throughout the country, United States, and in Barbados. Imam in Barbados, Imam Suleiman Bulbulia. And here in the United States, you know of the conveners. We're thankful for the leadership of the conveners throughout the country, the different various areas that have convened and are making their presence known. For the leadership from Mosque Cares with Imam Warthadeen Muhammad II, and with the even with Detroit National Association, what is it, annual Islamic conference that's held by Imam Ezekiel Pasha, and
yes.
with the various mediums, Imam Fahim Shu'aib, Clear Understanding with Imam Yahya Abdullah. I'm calling some because many of us can identify with them and study our Islam with Fitra Muhammad and the Washington Mosque. We were there with the Clara, with Imam, the leadership of Imam Talib Sharif and his staff. And then with New Medina, we know that the land there that has been appropriated for the essence, for the not essence, but the definite development of a community life. And then with Farouk Hunter and his brother in Georgia, there with the intent to build from ground up using natural resources. There are so many more in Philadelphia, Imam, I know you know that, and in Boston, and there are so many more working in behalf of that. So whatever we can do, CWSC, network, and to bring that forward to everyone, and then we benefit from that and develop, as Imam Wali Ayub Bilal is expressing. So the networking, if you can remember that when you think of CWSC, and then through the medium connections with the New Day for Al-Islam, William Kareem, and others that provide their thinking on air, and as well as the other, what do you call them, conference call lines that are meeting daily, giving support to one another. And so we just want to make sure that the networking occurs. But the intelligentsia was designed because of Thomas's response to the imam's request for an intelligentsia that can monitor. And the only way we can monitor how we're doing is we had to form this intelligentsia from the group intellect, the respect for the group intellect, as Imam Wali Ayub Bilal is expressing again, bringing the group intellect together. So today's effort was for that purpose, to bring the group intellect together for those who are interested to start and to then determine certain plan of action, whether it's another month meeting or gathering, but to strengthen it and to make it legitimate, I say legitimate, is to, you know, put things into writing, as Brother Muhammad shared. But as we put things into writing, then that gives more clarification to what we are doing. And so the Model National Resource Directory has been set up here with CWSC. You all know Dekrita Hadi, Abdul Hadi. She'll be on at 5 o'clock today. And then the Volunteer Human Resource Network with Director Patricia Nima Mohammed. And I always give credence to her husband, who is, they're both supporting each other, Prince Mohammed. They're out of Trenton, New Jersey. And that's Eyes on Our Community. And then we have other entities, but we have, you know, the leadership of Imam Abdul Aziz of Bronx, New York, and he's with the ambassadors of CWSC and the National Leadership Advisory Council. And William Kareem is with the Leadership Development Council and internship. And we have the Speakers Bureau. So all of the individuals I'm reading from here now on that I wanted to share online with you. Now, our board of directors here at CWSC and the responsibility that we have of making sure, you know, that the monitoring goes on in a very respectful manner. So as we connect with the leaders throughout the country, it is with that intent. It is not, what it is. And our intent is to connect through by way of governances, making sure, and this is where I guess you're making the legal or official announcement throughout the country. Wherever we live, if I can make one recommendation, wherever we live, get to know what is your state is about, what your state policies, the constitutional policies are, so that you will know how certain things can be done.
That's right.
Because it's one acquire property somewhere, but if your state is antagonistic to that or any form and they have policies to back it up, then you know, we need to know that. I'm sure you will want to know, and especially when we're speaking about education and the economics. So let's just, you know, acknowledge that we do need to know about our state. I'm in Florida. I need to know the history of Florida. I need to understand where we want to go forward. And as we go forward, what can be done here in Florida. And that way, then when we get engaged with voting, the principles about voting, we know the history of that so that we can vote on individuals, perhaps, inshallah, those who are determined to lead this country, inshallah. It's not far-fetched that it will come from the Muslim community aligned with the leadership of Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh. So preparing ourselves in that way. Imam, I believe if there are any questions, please, everyone, feel free to tune in to American Muslim 360 as we will be having this, but specifically to Wednesdays with Imam Wali Ayub Bilal from this point of the think tank. He's director of that. Imam Abdul Karim out of Texas is co-director as he's on with the Graceline, the future for Graceline Federal Credit Union. And then he's always looking for the dollars, everyone. So he's on that end. So praise be to Allah. The director, Imam Omar Shakir, who is now the Southwest convener, with the convener of Imam, and they will be meeting here in Orlando, hosted by Imam Hatem Hamidullah, October 21st through the 23rd. That's a Friday through Sunday. You know, Imam Bashir Ali is the convener of the entire section, all the sections. And as well as, and let me mention, you know, the Albany Masjid and the group that meets on Wednesdays as well. The other group, the directors here for CWSC, Latifa Hameen, who is CEO of AM360, Imam Abdul Aziz of New York, and myself, and Dr. Aisha Kareem. She's in California. Allahu Akbar. So we have ones covering throughout the country, and we give, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their volunteerism. But we want to eventually, Imam, we want everyone to know eventually, we want paid staff that work continue. Increased, enhanced, inshallah. But our dedication is no less than the dollars that we don't get. Our volunteerism is through to the point right now. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you. And we see there's another caller. Last four numbers, 9389.
I'm 9389.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he just was saying that. The number is 7426. I apologize. 2426.
I said, I'm Alaykum's brother, Muhammad, again. Just want to have some final comments and say. Just wanted to say that in a paraphrasing, but you know the old saying, let's talk about today as though it's our last day to make sure that what happened today won't happen forever. And stay ahead of the thing. We know that whatever reason, we need to make sure that our advertising, our commercialization, getting information out to everyone in the United States of America that's in the community or the experience of life of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad to take on this responsibility of coming together and see if we can establish a model community here in America and around the world for everybody. We have to discuss today what happened. What happened? Yep. Make sure it don't happen again. Whatever it is to fix it, we need, if you can, before it's over today or at least the next time you be on Wednesday, we would invite the people to call in and try to find out and help us make sure that our Zoom is in place. Everything is perfected, even if we have to pay for it or whatever we have to do. We have to make sure that Allah be pleased with this opportunity that he's given us. He best know what happened. He knows what happened. But again, he said, I'm not going to coerce y'all, you know, to put something. I like what you said earlier in your conversation, how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not put nothing in front of that Quran. Nothing.
That's right.
You know, he made sure that if he was having a staff meeting on Wednesday, that's what it's going to be about at all costs. You know, everything that comes to a standstill, that hears and obeys Allah. We have to discipline ourselves to realize that Allah is first. Allah said, are you trying to please me? Or are you trying to please yourself and the people? So we have to make sure that we, the next meeting, and I hope that before, you got about 20 minutes before you get off the air, I hope that we have come to some kind of consensus for the next Zoom and work on it today so that it won't happen again forever, what we had today. Many people, I sent out 100-some texts, and I know that some of the people who I sent texts to, they sent out 100, 150 texts. They on the line listening right now. And there's no reason to be on a professional level that we on and the professional level that we are to where we can't have control over the Zoom. You know, Zoom's been a long, round time, and then I quit. Remember, Zoom is a song that the Commodores made.
Yeah.
That's how old Zoom is.
Yes.
And we still don't have control over it. Who is controlling our Zoom?
There you go.
May Allah's peace and blessings be on everybody. But let's don't happen to get too many people. At least 2,500 people today was waiting to get in on your Zoom.
That's a blessing.
At least 2,500 people. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. And we're hit your one, so we know that you went off just in case you decide to come back on. Our people, please, we want to know today, tomorrow, and we all can work together and build the model community. Why else do Allah tell us, he show us in Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. He said, in him is the model, if you want to get with me. Allah is there to help all of us, no question about it, in anything that we're doing, of good particularly. If you want to be punished, like I often say, you got to be a hell of a fellow that want to go to hell. But if you want to be punished, Allah will give you that. He'll grant you that. But for what the work that we got before us, what we're doing, I know that Sister Martha is working on that, my brother Muhammad. And I'm pretty sure the next time we do it, and I will let her, probably Wednesday, we'll have the time and the date for the next time we do it. I leave that part to our sister and community-wide Shore Conference handling those particular things. And when they do it, then we know for a fact that it's been done. You know what I mean? Now I'm trying to see, did this hand just come back up? Okay, then we're going to turn the mic back on. Sister Martha, if that's you, your hand, mic is back on.
Yes. Apologies for the I don't know what well, anyway, the Zoom connection, I was able to, I just had to go to a new Zoom item, and it is up. As a matter of fact, Imam Omar Shakir has checked in. I'm showing my screen. So if you choose to want to go in and just view some of the items, then by all means, many ones have received another reconnection for the Zoom. This is a recurring meeting, inshallah.
Yes, and is the same number, Sister Martha, to get in?
No, sir. I had to create a new one. It would not let me go through
create.
The.
Okay.
Yes,
I
sir.
Got you.
So I.
Got you.
Yes.
So. Go ahead. You're saying.
That was it.
Yes.
It's just that I created a new one and I sent out connections. You should, if those who did recently receive it, you'll see that's a new number.
Okay. And we'll get it out. Once we find it out, we'll get it out across the air to those who have sent it out to others. And this is what we need. It's not will we rally. We know we rally. We need people interested to bring their talent to help build what we need. Again, me, I'm a person, money, we got money. All of us, we got that. I mean, no, we may not be millionaires, But if we just count the number, we ain't got to hurt each other's pockets. And we can get things done. That I believe we're going to get. But most important is the structure has to be tight. If we're talking about the bank, we want to be able to say whatever's happening about the bank to anybody that get on brand new or that's been there for a while. We want them to know everything that we're doing. Why? When we got knowledge of what we're doing, usually we can make it work. And I'm not, this is not no lean on anything else. I'm talking about us as a people working together. And people will follow. Listen, I know for a fact Philadelphia or wherever I was practicing Islam, people followed what we did.
Yep.
They didn't see no gain. They followed what we did. We can call our people to doing for self. All we got to do is plan right and work the plan. And that's what we're working with. Community-wide Shura Conference, as far as I'm concerned, they are the ones that will keep the tie. This handling that they've been doing, I remember when it first started years ago, and there was a question put before the imam. Should we let them do it? My vote was yes. Why would we want to shut down something instead of making it grow? Think tanks and people moving things along, that's a help to the leadership. Every imam in a masjid is strong no matter what the number is. But we also need people in other areas that do what they do. And when they do what they do, it makes it easier for us as imams to do what we do. The imams, you can talk to the people and let them know. We are moving towards doing for self again. That's where we want to be at. You know, some of the people come among us from abroad, and all they talk about is sin and prayer. I pray every day, five times a day at least. I do du'as throughout the day for people I know and people I don't know. I don't commit sin no day. Oh, you just a righteous. You better be too. I don't commit no sin. Can I make some mistakes? Yes, I ask Allah forgiveness for mistakes. I make an error, I ask Allah for forgiveness. And he said he'll forgive us if we sincerely come to him. So I'm comfortable. But I'm not out here doing no sin. But when people talking to us, they talking to us like we just learning Islam.
Mm-hmm.
No. We don't fill up the prison. We don't. I mean, there are a lot of Muslims in the prison. Don't get me wrong. But we don't fill them up. We don't talk out the side of our mouth for the most part. No, we're believers. Some can stand a little tighter, but as a majority, we're believers. And we believe that Allah will help us, will guide us, and reward us, now and later. I believe with all my heart. I could pass right now, and the brothers will bear witness. Everybody that know me close, they know that I say this every time I say it like this. If I pass right now, I've had heaven all my life. That's us. That's for us. Heaven all my life. And I believe most other people, if you really thank God, you've had heaven all your life. Errors or mistakes, most of them probably was your own. But I haven't been living in no hell. And I don't commit sin. You know what I mean? And, you know, if you want to qualify them, because you might think I'm slow and don't know what a sin is, then come on, show me your face who say that so I can deal with you. There must be a devil running around in your soul. We're going to build. Should we pass today, Allah is calling us to build for ourselves. Be the example. America, be the example. African-American descendants of slaves, be the example for America and the rest of the world. And as I say, when I look around the world and I ask the Arabs, I ask the Pakistanis, I ask others, tell me somewhere, your country or anywhere, that we could say the model for the good life is there. And they can't say nothing. You'll blow up a mess here and nobody say nothing. you'll shoot a woman because she don't only have on her guard if she's walking buck naked. Just throw your coat around or something. Don't kill her. Might be sick. Some might mentally be disturbed. Because there's no compulsion in religion. If a person don't want to wear their clothes, they ain't got to wear their clothes. They should. We know that. But why not go to the concern of maybe their mind? Maybe something wrong. Maybe, I don't know. I didn't live over there. So maybe they mad at the rules, the way the people pushing the rules. They ain't pushing it like God's people push it. They pushing it in a way that's insulting. We don't know. But I do know that we got the opportunity, by Allah's permission, to be examples to the world. And that example means we would be the mercy to humanity that Allah is using in this day and time. I like that. Wherever I'm at, I want to be a mercy to humanity, because if I'm doing it right, I get a reward from Allah. If we're doing it right, we get the reward from Allah. We can't skip. Everything's real, as we like to say. Can't skip a beat. There's no match for Allah, and all we have to do is be obedient and do the right thing. So I'm thankful for those of you who took the time to get on the Zoom with us today, even though it didn't come through as we would. It's okay. You know what I mean? That's not a failure. That's technology. So we're on our way. We're given a little piece of what we're given, and that is we want Shura with people who feel like you got something to offer to build. What is Shura? We all sit down. We listen to each other. And in this first grouping, we need to find those who will wind up being the educators at the convention that we will do on a bigger level to say, let's build. Let's build for ourselves. Let's build wealth. Let's build institutions. Let's build legacy. Let's build many of the things that we don't have right now that we can call our own. Our schools, we won't have the problem of what we got to teach. We'll know. And nobody else will govern that. The Quran would govern. The education that we got from our own. You know what I mean? We had the best. I'm certain. I feel confident based on the way I live it. And that's how everybody should feel. The way I live Islam is the way my leaders here in America gave it to me. I ain't never been a person, may Allah forgive me if I'm wrong, but I ain't never believed there was a man greater than my father. So I learned quick, your eyes ain't colder than mine. My father could tell me something, I'll go anywhere on that. Honorable Elijah Muhammad looked like my father. Imam Muhammad looked like my father. I won't trade them in for skin, and that's what a lot of our brothers and sisters do. Just don't want to know that they got it from a person that looked like them. So let's don't worry about it. Let's just build. Let's do the things we need to do. Let's trust each other. Educate our young. If there's anybody else I'm scrolling through now that would like to say something for the last few minutes that we have, we got about another 5 minutes, I believe it is, 4 minutes and something. If you have something to say, touch the one on your dial. I'm scrolling through the poll at this point. And if I see it, I will open your mic and let you address us, say what's necessary, and I'll scroll back and forth because I got to go up and then back down. So anyone that needs to say something. At this time, I'm going to turn it over for CSA.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitler as his base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.
Assalamu alaikum. Nate Muhammad here. I'd like to thank the email. Oh, hold up. Looks like we got a hand up. I'll 1976, your mic is open.
Last four numbers of the phone number. I don't have the area code, but the last four numbers, 1976. Your mic is open.
Oh,
if you have something.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. This is Bilal.
Assalamu alaikum.
I'd like to share. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
I would tell words.
Yes, sir.
Keep us from committing shirk. We will keep God first. Allah is the ultimate authority. We are overseas getting products so we can take care of our family and community. The nature of the soul is to be free. We are traveling the road that leads to prosperity. This is God's will and plan for man. We want to establish community life with insight and foresight. We must live a disciplined life. Let's have high standards and good manners. Jealousy and envy cause us to slander. It's a shame when we end up playing the corrupted mind game. Many times we make mistakes. Even so, God could still increase our faith. It's necessary for us to know our way of life. Become better believers might not be a sacrifice. We can waste a lot of precious time if we don't invest in our souls and minds. Our passion shouldn't be without a purpose that will keep it balanced. Let's let passion and purpose become best friends. We don't want to forget about our common sense. God that raises up, let's be humble and gracious and forever be righteous. Assalamu alaikum.
My son.
Okay, so we're just going to end about that time, man.
Yeah, 1 minute. Less than 1 minute.
Let's see. So once again, we thank everybody for being here. I had to take a quick break, and Nate was taking it over, but forgot I had left the phone on mute. We enjoy being on AM 360 anytime, the listening audience, and hearing other programs. Let us unite and build the model community. Allah willing, we'll see you again tomorrow, same time, 6 to 7.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.